The President of the United States, Joe Biden, has said he does not want a change to the Northern Ireland Protocol that will result in a closed border in Ireland. During a meeting with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the White House last night, Mr. Biden issued a fresh warning for the UK not to damage the peace process in Northern Ireland over its departure from the European Union, adding that he feels very strongly on the issue.
On the protocols, I feel very strongly about those. We spent an enormous amount of time and effort in the United States. It was a major bipartisan effort made, and I would not at all like to see, nor I might add, would many of my Republican colleagues like to see a change in the Irish courts, and the end result having a closed border again.
For more, let's talk to our London correspondent, Sean Whelan. So how will that go down, Sean, with Boris Johnson and the UK?
Well, not terribly well. They have been putting a lot of store by doing a free trade deal with the United States. It was one of the big benefits they were touted for having Brexit in the first place. But it's been clear, even going back to the time of President Trump, that the Northern Ireland Protocol was considered very important in a part of US foreign policy, and they don't want to see anything undermining or damaging that. Also bear in mind, Britain isn't a very big trade partner for the United States, so they're not in a particular rush to do any deals with them anyway. But for the government here in the UK, it is seen as a badge of honour, if you like, an important achievement to try and get some kind of new trade deal with the United States, even though trade flows extremely freely at the moment, as does investment between the two countries, and the average tariff barriers between not just the UK but all of the European Union states, they're extremely low anyway. So you'd wonder exactly what is to be gained from having a new free trade deal that requires so much urgency and effort on the part of the British. Now, the Agriculture Secretary here, George Eustace, has been doing the media rounds this morning, and he was very blunt in comments to Sky Television, saying that President Biden is wrong in his view about the Northern Ireland Protocol. It does have to be changed, according to the British, and that they are trying to explain this to the Americans, and when they succeed in explaining it to them, they will understand exactly what the problem is. And as he put it, the problem is it will be like in America not being allowed to export potatoes from one state of the United States to another state of the United States. Now, unfortunately for Mr. Eustace, there are restrictions between American states in this area known as SPS, the food and veterinary checks, notably in the state of California, where you literally can't export fruit and vegetables from other states into California without going through food and veterinary inspections. So I think the Americans do understand these issues quite well, and perhaps they need to explain to their British counterparts.
How is all of this and this lack of progress on trade and trade deals, how will this be viewed by the experts in the trade field?
Well, some of them are you know, taking to social media and just laughing at the whole situation, saying here's Britain who's left its regional trading bloc and is trying with ever increasing degrees of some would see desperation to join other people's regional trading blocks, not just the North American trade agreement between Canada, the United States and Mexico, but also the Trans-Pacific Partnership involving a lot of Asian countries and Pacific Island countries. They're hoping America might join that, and that might get them some kind of additional trading arrangements. China is also talking about joining that, which might throw a spanner in the works of that. But, you know, people pointing out the inherent difficulty in trade deals. One of the reasons why people don't get trade deals very, very quickly is they're extremely hard things to negotiate. They're pointing right now to the difficulties that Britain is having in securing a new trade deal with New Zealand, a rather small former British colony. They can't get a trade deal. They were hoping to get that done by the 1st of August. It's drifted on because of access issues to the markets New Zealand. And they do take an awfully long time. It's really hard.
Can drift on indeed. Sean Whelan, thank you very much indeed.